You're listening to Health First, heard across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Kim Skinner. She's the Director of Physical Therapy at Helios Medical Technologies, and they have created a portable neuromodulation stimulator. Now, you've been doing all the work leading into creating this. What have you seen in case studies as far as people using this for the 14 weeks?
Yeah, we've had some really good results. They've been using it in Canada now, started in March. It has clearance as a medical device. And so they have had some really good case studies and results and people that have made some really good progress. And so you will hear comments from people like, it's much easier to walk up my driveway because it used to feel like it was really hard for me to lift my legs and take that giant, you know, it seemed like a cliff almost. Or they can do things independently, like take off their shoes and socks or put on their pants. If you think about that, it requires balance to stand on your legs and put your pants on. If you feel like you're going to fall over every time you put your pants on, that's significant. And one of the most common comments that we get from people is, I can now stand in the shower and wash my hair and close my eyes without holding on to the wall, which is something we typically don't think about. We just do it. But if you didn't have balance and you shut your eyes and you're always feeling like you're going to fall over, that's something that's pretty significant to you. So that, you know, is a really great functional daily task that a lot of people have commented on.
If I were to go into a Canadian doctor now and ask him about CBD, I mean, he'd be thinking hemp oil. But are they fairly well versed in this and in the protocols for helping bring healing?
Probably not. There are some doctors that are very familiar with us. There are doctors that are heavily into the balance space, and so they know who we are. And then there are a lot of doctors this is new to them, and so they won't know what it is. So to learn more about it, people can go to the website PONSTreatment.ca, and that's P-O-N-S, treatment.ca, and they can find more about it there. They can find a clinic there that can give them some guidance, give them some information, and find out more about the device and the treatment. So if you have a doctor that is not familiar with the PONS treatment, which, you know, I would say that's probably more common than not, find out about it on your own, and you could also educate your doctor or your physical therapist and say, hey, could you, you know, what do you think about this? I'd like to try it. But there are clinics right now. We have clinics in Surrey, Montreal, and in Markham near in Toronto. Those are three clinics that are already open and treating patients, and we're looking at expanding that this year. I think we have three or four more scheduled to open up in August. So I love to say all the doctors know about it, but they don't. It's still new, still a new technology.
And are there tests that the doctor can do, or is it just based on symptom?
Kind of both. Most people will, I think if they have a complaint and they want to get help with it, they would go into the doctor and say, I feel like my balance is off, or could you check my balance? And basically, a doctor will probably have them stand, say, with their feet together with their eyes closed, or stand with one foot in front of the other and have them see if they can stand like that. So if you stand like heel-toe and see if you can do that, or maybe do it with your eyes closed, or how long could you stand on one leg? And they'll do a little kind of in-office assessment to see if they think you have a balance problem. In some cases, they might refer you to a physical therapist who will do a more extensive test. Some doctors actually have the ability to do a few more tests that are like a standardized kind of test, but that's a real simple one to do, is standing in those different positions to see if they're able to do that.
Mm-hmm. And would our medical insurance in Canada take care of actually having the PONS machine, or is that separate?
At this time, because it's so new, I don't believe it's covered. I think that there are ways to get it covered. And that, again, I think if people wanted to know about it, they could find more information at thepondstreatment.ca, and they could get more information about the costs and how they can make it affordable to them. And even if it's not covered, hopefully that they'll be able to get enough information that way.
Mm-hmm. And this is a portable device. So do people, are they able to use it on their own or only using it with their therapist?
Yes, they do use it on their own. That's why it's portable. So okay. You come in with a therapist, they teach you how to use it, and then you take it home and you use it. That's the glory of it, is you get to do, you don't have to go into your PT. After that initial week of training, which you spend a lot of time with your PT, once you learn how to use it, you get to do all your training at home on your own. And the PT then there acts to or serves to progress you and make the level of treatment appropriate for where you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And after the 14 weeks, then you would just use it if you start to come out of balance again?
Well, after the 14 weeks, you would get a reassessment with a therapist. You would go back to your PONS trainer, and you would get a reassessment, and they'd look to see if there was an issue. And then if there was an issue and you needed to start doing it again, they would have to, you'd work with them to start I don't want to say restart, because you're not going to do the whole program over. They're just going to get you to continue on a program at a level that's going to work to help you get back to where you need to be.
And these are actually through electronic impulse changing the neurotransmitters in the brain? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's pretty close. So the neurotransmitters are affected by doing the electrical stimulation and the therapy that's targeted towards the balance deficit. So the combination of the two, that's what gets that neuroplastic changes. And so that's what we call neuromodulation.
And do you see a real brightening in moods? Because it does sound a lot like the therapies that have been used for depression as well.
Yes, in some cases we've had people that have, anecdotally said that they have kind of come out of their depression. It's not something that we are hanging our hat on. We're mm-hmm. really focusing on the balance, but
right.
We have had some reports from that from some people.
Well, that's a pretty nice side effect.
It is.
Do people always need the full 14 weeks, or do you see people coming up sooner with it?
Well, it's really interesting. That's another really great question, is people respond to this generally pretty quickly in the first 2 to 4 weeks, but the permanent changes you don't get unless you do long-term. So you might, if you improve in 2 weeks and then you stop doing it, you might regress. And so our recommendation is that you do the entire 14-week program, and that way you get the permanent changes. I would hate to have somebody start, feel good, and then stop, and then they lose the benefit. So, and we don't really know, we haven't done enough testing to know if one person can do it for 13 weeks and somebody else can do it for 14 weeks. We tested this in 165 patients. And we use the 14-week program on all of those patients. So we have just, over time, like I said, I started with this research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and over time, the longer we have done the therapy and the treatment, the more benefit they retained. And so mm-hmm. that's kind of where we landed on this 14-week recommendation.
And is the program the same each day for those 14 weeks, or does it change up and change in intensity over the time?
It's, in some ways, it's the same. You follow kind of a template, but it's also designed to make sure you're working at the right level that challenges you. So in therapy, we call that the sweet spot. We want it to be hard, but not so hard that you're going to fail, and not so easy that it's not a challenge, because if it's not a challenge, you're not going to improve, and if it's too hard, you won't do it. So we've got to find that sweet spot for training, and that's part of what we do as therapists. And so we work on that every time you come to therapy and you meet with your therapist, which is once a week during the program. They work to find that sweet spot, and they instruct you in how to find that. Okay, if it's too easy, here's how you make it harder.
Okay.
Always training at the right appropriate level.
Kim, could you just tell us again where we can find information on the PONS machine for any of our listeners?
Sure. It's go to PONSTreatment.ca. It's spelled P-O-N as in Nancy, S-T-R-E-A-T-M-E-N-T.ca.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on the Health First Show today, and wish you well in with working with us.
Okay, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Okay. We'd also like to thank our producer, Alan Wishart, and to thank all the community stations across Canada that carry our show. Have a healthy and happy day.